Hello and welcome to another Tour Transfer Special. I'm Harriet Pryor, and this time I'm delighted to be joined by the Athletic Southampton Riker, Jacob Tanswell. Jacob, thanks for coming on.
No problem at all.
So you wrote an article last month looking at the earlier stages of his career and how he came up through the ranks at Anderlecht. What were his coaches saying about him and reflecting on his time there?
They said he's very difficult to read. He came at the age of eight, a very young kid, very mature, speaks to everyone, managed to speak a lot of languages, which in Belgium and Anderlecht was very useful because there's, you know, several different nationalities. So he always got on with everyone. But at the same time, he was quite a quiet character, and his coaches said he was very difficult to read. So that meant that when he got a little bit older and it was getting towards the professional stage and whether to sign a new contract, no one really knew what he would do. So the fact that Pep Guardiola saw him at Kevin De Bruyne organised tournament, they didn't realise that he was going to decide to go to Manchester City, especially as a 17-year-old kid on his own, moving away, just as the pandemic was taking hold. So Lavia is one of those characters that has always been very mature for his age, but although he can be quite quiet at times.
What were the qualities about him then that you think Pep Guardiola saw at such an early stage?
He's played centre midfield throughout his life. He can play centre back at times, but I think one of the things that they really liked about him is, regardless of what manager or formation, he always adapted very quickly, one of the quickest in the team. I think what they liked about him was his bravery. You look at any Guardiola team, you see how they receive in compromising positions, under pressure, with different angles of pressure all around him. And Lavia was doing that as a kid. And you'd probably say that he was the perfect Man City midfielder and the perfect Guardiola midfielder. And I'm sure we'll come on to it. And probably the only reason he did eventually leave Man City was not because Guardiola didn't want him there. It's because they had a player in Rodri who would be in the way. So Guardiola saw those qualities from a young age. He spoke to Vincent Kompany, spoke to Craig Bellamy about that, who were obviously share Anderlecht ties, and they were in unanimous agreement too.